Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, alongside my reliable co-host, Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. Hey, I want to give you a compliment to start off the show.
That's a rarity, but I'm ready for it.
Stop being so surprised. So every time, it amazes me, you hit those great notes, you play great guitar, and then you are right ready to host the show. How do you do that every week?
Multi-talented.
It's impressive. Thank you. Very impressive.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Speaking of talented, we've got some wonderful people in the studio with us today on Gwinnett Business Radio. Joining us from NCR, right down the street here from the studio, is Susan Johnson and Anthony Pinella. And also joining us today from Objet d'Art, Art Gallery, and Studios, it is Sherry Snyder. A big welcome to all our guests. We're going to start with Susan and Anthony with NCR. Now, Susan Johnson is the Vice President of Global Marketing. Anthony Pinella is the Vice President of Communications. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Tell us all about NCR. NCR obviously is a Fortune 500 company, a big company based here in Gwinnett County. But for those that may not be familiar with what NCR does, kind of give us a picture of the landscape of what the company does.
Sure, Mike. Most people know NCR. We have very high awareness. So you've heard of the name. You've heard of NCR. But you may not know all that we do. We're in your lives almost every day. In fact, Mike, I'm not sure. Have you used NCR already this morning? You may have.
That's a loaded question, Mike.
I have a feeling the answer will be yes, but I did not realize I used it.
Exactly. We're now over $5.7 billion company, 26,000 employees, over 180 countries. And we basically make your everyday life easier. We run the transactions that make your life easy. So, for example, I use a lot of our technology. Every time I come to Atlanta Airport here, the mobile boarding pass, I don't know if you use that. I love that technology. We have mobile technology, software, services, apps. In the grocery store, do you do the self-checkout?
All the time.
So I just scan my items and I get out of there quickly. Fandango, you can use your smartphone now to buy movie tickets, all our technology. And Jamba Juice, you can order ahead using your smartphone, all NCR technology.
Not to get all big brotherly on us, but you probably know more about us than we know about us then.
We use it all to make your experience better.
Absolutely. Susan, you're the Vice President of Global Marketing. Why don't you tell us about what you do at NCR?
I lead the marketing organization. So I have a wonderful job at NCR because it's a very successful company, and my job is to get the word out. Because as I said earlier, most people know NCR, but they don't know who we are today. They don't know how we've transformed. They don't know all of our capabilities and how we make your life easier. So my job is to get the word out around the world.
Anthony Pinella, you're the Vice President of Communications. What does your job entail?
My job is very similar to supporting what Susan's goals are. And really what we want to do is change the way people understand what NCR does. We help people, essentially consumers, bank, buy, eat, and shop. And nobody knows that. So when you go to an ATM, you're using NCR. When you go to a retail store and do self-service checkout, you're using NCR. So we're really helping consumers today have better experiences when they interact with businesses.
So, Susan, a little known fact, I think I know what NCR actually stands for in the history of the company, because you are a publicly traded company. It stands for National Cash Register. Is that correct?
You got it. Okay. That was originally.
So that's what you started with. But obviously, I like what Anthony just said, bank, buy, eat, and shop. And you kind of have hinted that obviously a lot of what you do is behind the scenes. So what drives NCR in developing the new products and getting involved in the new lines and in continuing to be an innovator beyond just, hey, we sell cash registers. Obviously, you're a lot more than that now. So what drives what you guys do? What are you trying to accomplish? What are the goals? What is the vision? What are some of the things that get behind what you guys do that you then get to go out and go, hey, this is what we're doing.
It's all about making your everyday easier, every little transaction, that drives what we do. We'd like to say, you mentioned the National Cash Register, which is how we started. We'd like to say it's not your daddy's cash register, right? That's not everything that we do. We are still a point of sale. sell, mm-hmm. and we help you through the transaction, but we help you in so many other interactions. So it's important. Innovation is critical for us because the world is changing completely. If you think of about how you interact with businesses today, right, you expect a certain level. You expect the business to know your preference, to know what you want, to know where you want to buy it, and then interact with you seamlessly. So we have evolved as technology has become more available, and as people have become really dependent on their mobile devices and on technology. So that drives us to give customers what they want. You know, our businesses, so we are B2B companies, so our customers are businesses. We help them give the best possible experience to people, to everyday people and consumers, and that drives us every day.
And with the technology changing all the time, and Stephen says, you know, what's next? That's one of the exciting things about both of your jobs is you don't know what's next. It could be anything. And we're going to be announcing in just a couple minutes some exciting news that you guys are partnering with the Atlanta Falcons. That's going to make the experience for the fans that much more so. But it's funny because you talk about all the things that NCR does and how it touches a lot of our lives, and we don't even realize it. Obviously, it was on purpose to have the NCR name kind of be secondary, if you will, that we don't even realize we're using your technology. What's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, we stand behind the brands, the companies that we sell to, right? So we support them. Very good question. So we help them make lives easier for their customers. And we want NCR to be just a trusted brand. Almost it gives you a sense of security, ease, comfort, that agility, vibrancy, that makes things easier for you. So But we do sell to businesses, and we help them gain both productivity gains as well as help their consumers in their daily lives.
Got a question for either you, Susan, or you, Anthony. You mentioned 26,000 employees. You mentioned different countries. But the other thing you kind of mentioned is some of your technology is in point of sale. Some of technology is around credit cards. Some of technology is around mobiles. I mean, it's amazing the different platforms you guys have to use. So here's my other question. Across the globe, where do you see point of sale going? Is it going to stay with mobile for a while? Is there something you're seeing next? Is there something they're doing overseas that we're not doing here in the States? You know, kind of fascinate us with some of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
So that's a really good question. And what we like to say is there's no such thing as point of sale anymore. There's points of interaction where a consumer, when they're thinking about doing a purchase, they're interacting on many different levels with many different types of interfaces and devices. So this is a simple example. If I want to buy a sweater at the Gap, I may look on the internet at home and figure out, well, let me compare sweaters. And then walking to the store, I may look at my iPhone and see, oh, what are the sales? Well, let me download a coupon. Then I walk into the store itself, and then I want to buy the sweater through the POS terminal that sits within the store. So the process of buying is changing, and that's really the important point. And what NCR is doing is we're understanding that process, and we're helping the business close the loop, the transactional loop with the consumer, so that the consumer has the best experience possible, and the business gets the greatest amount of value out of that interaction.
You know, a lot of times businesses, they respond to what their customers say. You guys have to think ahead of your clients and come to your clients and go, no, this is really going to help you guys. I mean, you can't wait for the customer to say, no, I want it this way, or I want it. You got to bring it to your clients, the businesses, and go, no, this is really going to help your business. I mean, that's amazing. So you guys, you can't wait to respond. You've got to be out ahead of things.
Yeah, so we watch the mega trends going on, very socioeconomic trends, technology trends, very carefully. You know, so we have a lot of cloud-based applications. So we know, so we not only direct our development organizations, our R&D organizations to build towards that, but we also make certain that we are up to date on the trends in each part of the world, and we can bring, as you said, share learnings from other areas. Each area of the world adopts technology at a different pace, mm-hmm. so we can use our breath to help that. And one of the things that we like to know in advance is presence and preference. So for any consumer, for any product, we know where they are, right? Because with technology, you can know where they are, and then you know what their preferences are because you know their buying history. So when you go online now, you notice that things pop up and tell you what you want to shop. So because we have that information, we can make things a lot easier.
We're talking with Susan Johnson and Anthony Pinella with NCR. And we've talked about NCR having a presence here in Gwinnett County. Talk about the history of NCR in the Atlanta and specifically the Gwinnett County area.
Well, this is our headquarters. This is our home. And we're right around the corner from you here.
Did you actually drive here? Or did you walk to the studio this morning?
We did drive, but we should have walked. Good exercise.
We should have walked. So this is our home. This is headquarters. We moved here in 2009. And so we have quite a lot of employees here. And so we feel that we're part of the community. And I'm always happy to see how much our employees contribute. They're doing volunteer activities throughout Gwinnett and throughout the Atlanta area. So we're really integrated closely with the community.
All right, Susan and Anthony, I know you have some exciting news. Go ahead and tell us about this new partnership that has been formed with the Atlanta Falcons and how this is going to affect fans.
Yeah, this is great. I'm looking forward to this and the benefit that it's going to have for the fans, for the Atlanta Falcons fans. So we just launched a 4-year partnership between the Atlanta Falcons and NCR to help transform the fan experience. So to make the experience on game day much better for fans. So we're starting, and we're going to do this with technology. So we're starting with the Falcons merchandise, the gear. So we're making it easier than ever for fans to get their gear, get back to their seats. They don't have to miss any action while at the game. The technology now is throughout the Georgia Dome and also in the executive suites.
Okay, so explain that a little bit more. I mean, let's wrap our arms around that. How does it help them, you know, maybe stay in their seats longer where they don't have to go and actually go get the gear? How does that work?
Because Mike has a lot of experience of messing up transactions and you know, having his – well, we won't go any farther than that. Right, Mike? I mean, you want to get back to your seat quickly.
Absolutely. You paid the money to see the team perform.
Exactly.
So you can so now the technology is there where you can do some things from, I guess, from the comfort of your seat?
Yeah, from the comfort of your seat or via kiosk. So, you know, you've probably been at a game and you want to buy some merch. You want to buy a hat or you want to buy a jersey or your favorite player made a play and you want to get that jersey. But you don't want to get out of your seat because you don't want to miss the action, right?
Well, so typically you have your kids there and like,
right,
I want a shirt.
Right, I want a foam finger. Right.
Exactly. So we have the NetKey Endless Aisle kiosk, so self-serve kiosks around the dome where you can – it's a large touchscreen and you can order. You can browse the merchandise, find the sizes, and then all you have to do is go to the register and pick it up. So basically, you can jump the line. You can jump the line. Nobody can get angry with you. You've used technology to jump the line. You can get right back to your seat. As well, in the executive suites, we will have mobile ordering. So in the executive suites are all equipped now. So you can, from the comfort of your seat, while you're in the suite, order, and then the merchandise is delivered to you at your suite.
Now, how did this partnership form? As Stephen was saying earlier, NCR has to be very innovative, and you are very innovative. Is this something where you approached the Falcons, or the Falcons had maybe a concern, and they said, hey, can you help us, and here's the problems we're having?
It was entirely mutual. Like I was saying before, this is our home base. This is home for NCR, so we wanted to do more for the community. We're already doing a lot, but we wanted to do even more. So we wanted to support Atlanta's team. We wanted to support the Falcons. So we started talking early on about this partnership. And from the very beginning, it had two goals for the partnership. One is to just make the fan experience better. So this is just the beginning that we're seeing, the technology that's in the dome now, and there'll be much more to come. And the second thing that we wanted to do in this partnership is to contribute even more to the community. So we'll be doing joint community activities together.
So let me ask kind of a vision question. It's a 4-year partnership, and I know you guys hope that it's not just 4 years, but it's the beginning 4 years. So between now and the end of the 4 years, how far can this go? You talked about merchandise. Is this going to go into other areas? You know, think ahead. What else can – I mean, you said something about mobile in the executive mm-hmm. suites. My natural reaction was, is that something you want to take everywhere if you can? So talk about expanding that over the 4 years.
Yeah, we're talking about a number of different areas because we have a breadth of technology to bring to bear. So there are, I think we can shorten all the lines except for the lines in the women's bathroom at the stadium.
Once technology figures that out, boy, we'll all be set.
But I think that so moving forward, you're going to see more mobile technology, more access from everybody's individual mobile phones and different types of merchandise and things that you can buy.
In a simple way, it's kind of that sell you start of the interview, you talked about the self-serve line at the local grocery store.
Yeah.
We're bringing that on a large scale into a stadium scale and like you said, increasing the experience because we pay a pretty penny to go to these games, and to be able to have a little bit better experience is a huge, huge benefit.
Yeah, and we think, skipping the line, jumping ahead of the line is a big part of it, but that's not all of it, because if your son's sitting next to you and he wants that jersey, right, you want to get it. It just makes the whole experience better. You walk away, you have a memory with you, you have your hat, you have what you want. So we think that it enhances the whole experience and just the beginning for us.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg, because obviously you want this to go well, and I know it will go well, because then you can expand it to the other 30, 31 teams in the National Football League as well. I assume that's part of the grand plan?
Yeah, the grand plan is to have, showcase stadiums everywhere. This technology is used around the world today, right? But because this is our headquarters, it's where we're located, we wanted to make sure that this is completely a showcase site where the fans are having the best possible experience.
I think you've touched upon this, and I'll ask each of you the same question. I'll start with you, Anthony. What is it about your job that you enjoy the most? I mean, with NCR, I think I know the answer, but what do you enjoy most about what you're doing?
Well, I think it's when we see an organization like NCR, especially in the Atlanta area, the people that really come together in different ways. What we've done here is not just announce the partnership with the Atlanta Falcons. We've tied this into a much bigger program. And we've been running for the entire summer a four-month program where we've asked NCR employees to give back to the community. And it's gone extremely well. There's been lots of what we call big give initiatives. And when you see the whole organization embrace the brand the way it is, show how important it is to the community, not just from a technology standpoint, but from an everyday standpoint, from the employee base, it just brings everything up to a different level. And we're just so excited about the Falcons partnership, because that allows us to take it to the next level.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say a couple more things about the Big Give initiative. So our employees have always given a lot of their time to the community, and I'm just so happy to see that. But what we wanted to do is to get groups of employees to do it around the world. So we're donating thousands and thousands of hours through this program, the Big Give that we started in the spring. And what we want to do is inspire other organizations to do the same thing. And I know that it's inspired me. I see the photos and the videos coming back from all the helping out flood victims, raising money for cancer, everything around the whole world, that we're hoping that this inspires people to do the same thing.
That is wonderful stuff. And with you being our neighbors right here at Business Radio X, hopefully you can come back when you have more great things to talk about. We'd love to have you back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. We'd love to be back.
Susan Johnson, the Vice President of Global Marketing, and Anthony Pinello, the Vice President of Communications for NCR. Thanks again so much.
Thanks, Mike.
And it's been a lot of fun to hear about this great news, and especially this exciting news regarding your partnership with the Atlanta Falcons. Joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio, we turn our attentions to Sherry Snyder. She's with Objet d'Art Gallery and Studios here in Gwinnett County. Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Fine. Doing great. Tell us all about Objet d'Art Gallery and Studios.
Well, we're a two-part art business. We have a fine art gallery that hosts over 50 mostly local fine artists, the kind of people that you'd find, say, at the Dogwood Festival, really great artists, and we have pieces of their work anywhere from pottery to woodworking to metalwork, great paintings, anything from $10 to $10,000. We have pieces that are appropriate for gifts. We have pieces that are fantastic for showing off businesses, great art for the hallways and for the reception areas. And we have beautiful, beautiful work that can go in people's homes. On the flip side, the other side of our business is a learning and teaching environment that we have the fun painting classes. We teach glass, stained glass, infused glass. We teach the acrylic painting classes or the fun classes. We teach oil painting classes that are a smaller group that we have a little bit more one-on-one learning experiences for the students. We teach homeschoolers art. We have different, all different kind of parties and team buildings and all kind of fun art events in the studio side.
So it's not just a gallery where you come in to see works of art and walk out. I mean, not only is it being displayed for people to enjoy, but it could be purchased.
Yes.
And then you're helping the budding artists come up as well.
Absolutely.
With the lessons, the classes, and then you have the parties and so forth. So there's a lot going on there. How long have you has the business been around, and what's your background? I assume you've been an artist for much of your life?
I have. Our business has only been around for 15 months, so we're just a baby in the business world. But I've been an artist for my entire career. I've done art that I've sold at art festivals, pottery, stained glass, fused glass, different pieces at different exhibitions and galleries and festivals. But on the other side of that, I've also been a graphic designer and art director. So I've spent a 30-plus year career starting with teaching in a university system through working at magazines and working at art ad agencies. And I retired from that because I wanted my dream job, and the only way I was getting that was to create it myself.
So, Sherry, I think it's interesting, in our last interview we were talking about points of interaction. So being more than just a gallery of just putting up stuff and say, hey, come look at this, and by the way, do you want to buy it, which is great. There's definitely a market for that. You're also you're telling people, let's get your hands dirty. Let's get involved in this. So I assume all skill levels, I assume all ages, kind of.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people come into our fun canvas painting classes and they feel a little intimidated at the beginning. And it is kind of intimidating to look at that big blank canvas and, oh, what am I going to do? But we teach people step by step. We want them to just relax and have fun with it. We tell them no pressure. You know, we create the paintings that we're teaching at a level that anybody could do. We encourage people to make them their own however they'd like to. So if what you can do you feel like is just a stick figure, we help you make that more than a stick figure. But if you're a budding Picasso, we encourage you to put all your own touches on it and make it what you want it to be and have fun with it and no pressure. And if you don't like it in the end, then put it aside and look at it in a couple of days and quit comparing it to what the people around you have done. And you have your own work of art that if you look at it with new eyes again in a few days, you might just say, oh, wow, that was really pretty good. What was I worried about?
So two-part practical question definitely for this interview. One is tell us exactly where you're located, because that's obviously important. But secondly, talk a little bit about your relationships outside of the studio. You've talked about festivals. Talk a little bit about your interaction with those festivals. I'm assuming there's probably other interactions. Talked about team building. Can you go to places? Can you go to schools? Can you go? Talk a little bit about outside your walls, but definitely tell us exactly where you're located.
Well, we're located in Peachtree Corners, the new city of Peachtree Corners, and we were probably one of the first two or three businesses once we became a city. So we were really encouraged by the kind of community that it is and the support that the community gives to the businesses. We're located at the corner of Peachtree Corners Circle and Peachtree Parkway. We're right across the street from the Forum Shops. We have a great business site right in the corner that used to be the old Gwinnett County Tag Office. And so every day people come in and ask us where they can buy their tags, but we try to encourage them to buy a piece of pottery or something like that instead.
So I guess it's could be a blessing, or, you know.
They went thinking they were going to, oh, I got to go get my tag. Hey, look at what I got. This is really
right.
Nice.
Right. We could give them a much better experience than waiting in line at the tag office, for sure.
Where do you find the artists for the stuff that you display, the stuff that you sell? Where do these artists come from?
Well, we started out by going to the Dogwood Festival. We walked around and we looked at the festival, looked for the local artists, because we really want to support the local artists. We have some artists that are a little more regional, but it's hard to find places to sell and display. And I found that myself when I was doing my work. And so we wanted to have a venue that we could give to the local artists. So we walked around the festival and we looked for artists. We looked for the crowded booths. We looked at what people were attracted to. And we went over and talked to the artists and invited them into the studio, or into the gallery. And from there, artists will tell artists everything that they need to know. Hey, we found a really great spot. It's new. It's really going to be a good place for you to sell your work. I think it's a good fit. And then we had carloads of artists showing up. Would you like to come outside and take a look at what we have? And we had initially thought about doing just a small retail space and working with artists in our two gallery spaces and just rotating gallery shows every month. But what we ended up doing initially was opening all of that up to retail space so we could highlight all of these artists. And now we have taken that down to at least having one exhibition area that we can do a monthly show and really showcase an individual artist's work, as well as still have a lot of work of all the other artists around on display for sale and to support them.
So, Sherry, you work with beginners to get them kind of getting their hands dirty with artwork. So let me ask, if I'm a business owner or I'm a homeowner and I know nothing about art, but I want to enhance either my business space or my personal space with some artwork, where do you start in counseling someone like that? What advice would you give as someone who's been around and has a good eye for it?
Well, we direct them more to artwork that's appropriate for their space. You know, there's always pieces that they could put around sculpture or pottery or things like that. The things that are hanging on the wall, you want to direct them to be a little bit more generic because everything that they hang on the wall may not be appropriate to their customer base. And you certainly don't want to put something up that's going to be offensive to someone that you want to be your customer. So we steer them in the direction of things that are maybe a little bit more abstract and work with their color schemes and palettes and try to get them something that would just enhance their space.
We're talking with Sherry Snyder with Objet d'Art Gallery and Studios. And Sherry, you mentioned you've been in business now for 15 months. You were out there in the corporate world, and now you're following your dream. And I love to ask this question for new business owners, but if you had to go back and do it again, I know you have no regrets. Like, I could see that on your face. But were there things that you did not expect, like, oh, I didn't know that was going to happen, or things that have been a little more difficult than you thought or were unexpected as you build your new business?
The most difficult thing that I've found since we opened the door was having people find us. Some people might have heard about us, but with us being a different concept than the traditional art gallery or the fine art studio, no one really knew what we were, and we weren't finding a way to get that information out to them. So it's been a slow process of a lot of advertising and a lot of word of mouth, and we've come to a point now where we're busy all the time, and we love that, and we want to help, you know, the different businesses in the way we can. We want to help the different artists any way that we can, and really want to encourage the budding artists to embrace their creative juices and let them flow and do something that, you know, they might find that they have a talent that they never knew they had, and we're there to encourage that.
So I asked a practical question. Now I'm going to ask kind of a silly question. You mentioned off air that objet d'art is a French phrase.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably self-explanatory, but in case there's a hidden gem in the French
no,
phrase.
It's nothing really that spectacular. It just means work of art.
That's what I thought.
And it has a little different pronunciation than most people think. I was corrected by one of my fellow studio members from a gallery or a studio that I worked on my pottery. I thought that it was objet d'art. We always do that D in French words. And I was corrected on that. So I had to learn to actually pronounce my own business's name before we started saying it a lot.
You take risks in business,
we
Sherry.
We do. But we've wrapped our head around it. And we don't care how anyone pronounces it. We just want them to come in and support our artists and come in and have fun and be creative. And
so we can say it with a Southern French accent?
You absolutely can.
Okay.
Your gallery is located in Peachtree Corners, as you mentioned, the new town of Peachtree Corners. For people that want to find out more information, is there some contact information or a website they can go to?
Oh, absolutely. We have all the media or the online sources. We have our own website, objet.gallery.com. We have a Twitter account at objet.art. We have an Instagram account, which I'm a little slow on that one, but
you're not alone.
My customers have encouraged us to start Instagram account, and they've been helping us along with that. So we're trying to do all the social media as much as we can. So we're out there. You could find us.
All right. So as a former struggling French student in high school, I assume there's a website. So spell it out so that I can write it down and I can make sure to find it correctly.
Okay. It's spelled OBJETDART Gallery, GALLERY.com.
I knew gallery, but I wanted to make sure and get the French spelling correctly. All right, good.
All right, Sherry, thank you so much. Continued success, and maybe a year from now we'll have you come on back, and you'll tell us all the great things happening with Objet d'Art.
Well, great. Thanks so much.
All right, Sherry Snyder, the owner of Objet d'Art Gallery and Studio. Also, a big thank you to Anthony Pinella and Susan Johnson with NCR. And real quick, I should have asked the question at the earlier when I was talking to both of you, but is there a website or a place people can go for more information about this great news with the Atlanta Falcons?
Sure. Well, you can go to ncr.com, and on the homepage you'll see all the information related to the sponsorship.
Okay, great.
And we hope you come out and see the game. Technology is great. The game is going to be wonderful, so come out and see it.
Just go to the Georgia Dome, or in a couple of years, the brand-new stadium as well.
Good.
All right, thanks to all our guests for joining us today. A quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to gwinnettbusinessradio.businessradiox.com. For Steve and Julian.
Sorry to break character, but go Braves.
There you go. Big playoff game tonight.
That's right.
I'm Mike Salmon, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.